Well, we are back, huh? We're back at the Nine Club, everybody. We got a special guest today, boys. Let me tell you, man, Chris Joslin is here, dude. Yes. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah.
Sounds just like it does
this
when I watch
this. This is great. Man.
You haven't skipped a beat, Chris.
I've been doing this for a long time now, you know.
Right on.
Yeah. How are you, dude? You good?
I'm great.
Thanks for cruising up.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Amazing,
this
dude.
Is tight.
This is amazing. Yeah. Look at that, huh? Yeah. I'm hyped. I almost want to jump down something. You know what I mean? Huh? Jump down some stairs or jump down a gap. Huh?
You might shatter if you look around.
I probably would, actually.
This guy can help you. He could show you how to do it.
Yeah. Every time you skate, bro, let me just tell you, I watch a part of you or whatever. I feel like I need an Epsom salt bath. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude.
Jacuzzi works nice, too.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Is that what you do? Do you take, bro, you jump down a lot of shit, you know? Do you have like a routine to like rejuvenate or anything, or do you just kind of take it as it goes?
Lately I have been. Yeah? Before I wouldn't, like, cuz like, you know how like when you skate for like a week straight,
mm-hmm.
the next week you're going to skate consistently again because you're used to it, you know?
Yeah.
And you take a week off and you're like, oh, it's hard to get back in that groove.
For sure.
So basically like skating for a lot until like a video drops and then you take a break.
Yeah.
I feel like an injury was like built during that time because like when I was filming for Be True, it was like I could skate all day every day. Mm-hmm. Nothing felt painful at all. And then it was like when I finished that, I would took a little break and then like you come back, you just don't feel the same, you know?
Or not even take
a break, but you just like, you don't take it so seriously. You just hang around, you know, mm-hmm. go to the skate park, chill.
For sure.
And plus, like, around those times, you do like a lot of other stuff, like signings and stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
and
right.
You're just chilling. So I feel like that's what accumulated like my soreness now. And like, I feel like it kind of happened that way.
Okay.
So now I gotta like, sometimes if I have a long day, it's like, not that I necessarily have to chill. I could like go skate if I want because I'm like that stoked on skating. It probably won't be the greatest day, but I'll do something.
You'll get right.
I'll go skate flat or been loving ledges lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Any manuals?
You know, there's not that many manual pad spots too.
What?
You know?
They're pretty rare.
I mean, I ain't got pot for Sammo Courthouse and everything. Done, you know, hell, if I do, it's for some Instagram nose manual nollie flip or something.
Yeah, you know, like, still though.
Hey, you know what? Actually, it's random, but on the courthouse section, you're one of the guys that could maybe skate off the roof.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
You might be able to do that.
Not right now. I gotta get my ankle cleaned out. I gotta get this right one cleaned out. I can't.
Oh, really?
I don't think I can take, or at least I've psyched myself out now to the point where I don't think I can take impact anymore right now.
No?
Not anymore, but not that
right,
much.
Right now,
that'd be insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's why I was asking if there's like anything that you do to like, you know, rejuvenate yourself after, you know, skating these gaps and like, you know, I just can't relate to like, you know, big spinning 30 stairs.
So. I mean... I don't know.
No, just chill. Okay, okay. Because even sometimes when you take a day or two off, you come back with that like fire. You know,
you're just like, oh shit.
And then you take a little too much time off, and you're rusty, and you gotta.
Or you come back with that fire, and you try to do something, and you hurt yourself because you're just not there. Your muscle
memory.
Totally.
Yeah.
That goes back to what I was saying, the weak thing. Like you skate. That's how you progress too. You skate every day. Like people think they're gonna progress skating three times a week. It's like nope. I'm sorry.
Yep. You got it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen. And like that's kind of like why. I don't know. I feel like for myself, even like because of not skating every day and having to take these breaks now, it's slowed my progression for sure. You know, you go to the park and you don't like want to go straight into learning a new trick. Well, at least now that I'm like skating ledges a bunch, I feel a little bit more like I've been trying to learn new tricks
because
there's a lot more to learn. You know, I'm not the greatest at ledges, you know?
Yeah, dude.
So there's way more open door for me right now.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that like I don't skate ledges like other people. I think I have a different view of them. I don't know. At least I like different tricks when I skate them. Like I love watching all tricks.
Yeah.
But when I skate them, I just feel like I'm not gonna go there and do like a nollie tray back tail. Whereas like I'd rather go to a quick two trick pop out ledge and do like maybe like for example today we were at this ledge down I don't even know the cross streets, but Felipe in that new promo video did 50180 switchback tail switch flip to straight.
Dude, I'm blanking because I literally know exactly Rush? What you're the line, but I can't remember what it looked like.
The ledge has like a little curb on top of it. And
oh no, like downtown! It's got a bump to bar right in front of it. But it's like Westgate. Huge. Yeah.
Westgate grinded it, right?
Yeah. That's what I meant. But yeah, don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, we were there and I was like, for example, just trying to like do a back nose blunt, pop out to fakie, and then like a quick trick again on the ledge. Okay. Where I was like,
nice.
I don't know. You could go to a line where you could take pushes and try the gnarlier tricks, but that's just not like, I don't think that's really for me.
Right.
I don't have those tricks.
Yeah, but you guys, it's just about, like you said, like skating them every day, you know? Yeah,
innovating with the tricks you do
for
have.
For sure, yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, let's bring it back to, little Chris. little Jocelyn.
Lil Chris.
Yeah. Young Chris. Is it
still weird saying your own name?
Yeah, it's weird saying your own name.
That sounded weird hearing you guys say that to me. That's like such a little kid thing. It was like, holy moly.
Well, no, we were talking before the show, and you said you had you started skating when you were, what, 2-3 years old?
Yeah, like basically as soon as I could walk, my brother had me on like a little bike, a skateboard.
Okay.
Back in the days when they had the skateboard that had the handle that came up.
Like a little scooter type
thing.
Yeah,
but it was a skateboard. Never.
With a handle. He's trying to play it down a little bit.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm not going to lie. When I was like 10 years old, I fell victim to the scooter for like 2 weeks, you know?
Well, listen, man. A little kid on a scooter looks normal, right? Yeah. A big man on a scooter does not look normal.
No. Yeah.
So that's where, you know.
And you ride those birds around all the time.
That's where you lose me.
Rollerblading, I could never not fall on my butt. I would always just be like a whoosh. Straight to mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, your kneecaps aren't even developed at 3.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was just getting like, set how do you and, like, pushed and, like,
okay.
Once I was, like, 4, maybe, like, I'm, like, once I was 4, maybe, I was, like, doing the little kick thing, you know, once you could walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, photos of me in the backyard. I'm, like, I don't know, I'm a little kid and, like, just in, like, little blue jean shorts. I'm, like, oh, nothing, no socks, no shirt, just a little, like, it looks like I'm in the desert, but I'm not.
Did you have a bowl cut?
I did it when I was like 8 years old, probably. Yeah.
I think everybody fell victim to the bowl cut.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For like 10 years straight, I ran the Buzz.
The Buzz?
Grandma just buzzed, yeah.
A grandma Buzz?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
So I live with grandma and she just had a hair clipper, so she just cut my hair.
Okay.
Whenever it got too long or whenever it looked shaggy, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Grandma wants to keep you looking good.
She called it the bristle or something like that. The bristle head.
The bristle head.
Pad, bristle blow. I don't remember.
Oh, like a
Brillo pad.
There you go. That's what she called it because when it was real short and she could. Dude, it was like honestly the greatest feeling when I had a buzz cut and she would like rub my head. It would put me right to sleep as a kid. You know, I'd be like,
Kelly does that to Raj every year. That's
every
how
night.
Raj falls asleep.
Every night.
It's easy, you know.
No, but seriously though, I mean, did your older brother skate and that's why
he BMX'd. He was a lot better at that. Oh. But he could like double flip on a skateboard too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Seriously. How much older was he? How many years older?
10. We have 10 years older? Yeah, we have different dads.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Same mom, different dad.
Gotcha. Okay. But that's rad though. So he kind of groomed you along on this, you know, getting... bikes and skateboards and stuff.
Sick. Yeah, he was the athletic one. And then it was my actual, cause he was older when I like turned like 5, he was like 15. So he like was like on his own, like hanging out with his friends, like doing older activities, you know, whatever he was getting into. Yeah. And so I met a friend in my neighborhood, Nathaniel, Nate. Okay. And, he and I just took a loving to it. And, we actually, learned how to like varial flip together, grind a red curb together.
Really? Yeah. What board were you riding at this time? Was it a store, like a Kmart board or?
To be honest, I probably couldn't tell you what board I was riding, but I remember he had the sickest Flame Boy and Wet Willy graphics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were so cool.
Yeah, but you don't even remember what board you were riding.
I don't know. Yeah, I had like a Target board or something. It had like a rocket on it. And then my first real skateboard was a Eric Costing Girl with some black tensor trucks.
No way.
And I can't remember the wheels. They were some skinny wheels though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow, Costing. I'm surprised you didn't get my board.
I don't think you had
I
board
didn't
back
know
then.
Who anybody was well, when I was 7. I think I told Kelly this when I met him. My first skate video was KO It's Official.
Seriously, KO It's Official.
Along with Circa It's Time when I was 10 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah,
dude.
My buddy that I rode for a skate shop when I was 10 years old called Mad Wax.
Where was this? What area?
Long Beach.
Is that where you grew up?
No, I grew up right next to it in Hawaiian Gardens.
Hawaiian Gardens, okay.
A lot of people go to the casino there.
Oh, they have a casino down there.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, like, you ever dabble in the old...
since I turned 21, I haven't really been in the area too much, no.
Okay.
How old are you now?
I'm only 22.
Oh, okay.
22? Yeah. Jeez, man.
Crazy. You were 10 years old when that video came out, when those two videos came out?
I don't know if I was 10 years old when they came... Well, they came out in what, 2005?
2005, 2006.
Wow. I was probably 9, 10. I was born in 96.
That's crazy. That's weird to hear.
It's official. That? You were in that video, right, Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. You were subjected to Kelly's...
No, you know what's crazy is I was actually like the tray flip on Machba, I think it was your ender, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was like, I was amazed by that. It was
tray
one of the
flipped
things
down what? Down to amazed. Four?
He tray flipped Machba back in the day when it was like not the seven stair this way off ledge, but when they had the ledge going this way, people skated it with the little pinchy thing.
Off the ledge.
Off the ledge, yeah.
Off the ledge,
over the keyhole.
Oh, so
over
you skated a over drop. The, pretty much.
I mean, yeah, I tried to go fast off of it, but I tried to over the keyhole.
Sickest
yeah.
tray flip.
You oh, thanks,
sickest
dude.
Tray flips. That, you, and, you and Wade in that video had two of the best tray flips ever known.
Oh, thanks.
Bro, that's like well overhead high. That's yeah. pretty it, high, dude.
Yeah. No, I remember when I did that, people were like, dude, no one skates that. That looks stupid, bro. And I was like, fuck, dude, everyone skates the four. I'm going to skate this. Fuck it. You know, it looks fun. Yeah. And it was fun.
Found something different.
Yeah.
Here we are. Here we are on the nightclub talking about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. I'm sorry, Kelly. I don't even remember that trick.
No, it's all good, Chris. But thank you, Chris.
Yeah, no worries.
You know, hey, no worries.
Yeah, that one in Circa, it's time. He gave me those. And okay. He actually is the one that took that photo over there.
Oh, the one sunset. Right behind me.
Yeah, he's a photographer now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a cool photo.
R. Wilson? What was his
name? Rob Wilson. Rob yeah, Wilson. Rob Dog.
Sick.
He closed down the shop because he had to have back surgery. He was actually like, I don't know if he ever turned professional, but he was a great snowboarder, surfer, and he still skates to this day.
Oh, dope.
He can't really surf because of all the back injuries.
Yeah, damn.
But he still shoots photography in the ocean, and that's like what keeps him going.
That's so pretty that's rad. Yeah. Yeah. You would think it'd be the opposite or other way around. Like, well, he can't skate, but he could go in the ocean, and you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
of back.
Yeah, and
know?
He shoots photos of skating, too, and his son, Dynamite, is a really great skateboarder.
Dynamite?
Yeah. Yeah. He's oh. got the sickest. That's a sick name.
Yeah.
That's I remember sick. When I heard he was naming him that, I was like, that is rad.
Oh, that's his actual name.
That's his actual name.
It's Dynamite okay. Wilson.
That's not a nickname. It's Dynamite Wilson.
Dynamite wow. Wilson.
Yep, he's got Dynamite tattooed right here.
Seriously,
yeah,
man,
it's sick. Yeah,
Rob Wilson. And then yeah. You brought a photo of your family over here. Nice little daughter and wife, huh?
Yeah, it looks
look
nice
at that, huh? On the beach.
Yeah, my buddy Michael Custodio took that photo.
Oh, sick. I know Mike. That's dope. That's sick.
How old's your daughter?
Yeah.
12 plus 6, a year and a half, so 18 months.
18, there we go with the months. Huh? Yeah. All the parents
honestly,
with the
I'm
months,
not a fan
huh?
of it. I'm not a
you're
fan
not a
of
fan,
it.
See?
No, I'm not going to be like, she's 32 months, I'll be when she's two, she's two. It's just right now, it's right. weird because she's a year and a half, and like people will ask me how old she is, like every 3 months.
Okay.
So it's like weird, you know, like when you don't get asked, you got to like redo the math.
Right, right.
And like, and especially for me, because like I said, I'm not a big fan of keeping track of the months. So when people ask me, I'm not like, oh, you know, the first year, though, you are, of course. And especially because my wife took photos of every month, okay. like on every month, the 24th of every but month.
From 0 to 1, yeah, of course. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's eight months.
Hey, some parents will be she's like, she's 96 yeah. days. And I'm like,
oh, God. Raj still says it to this day. He says, I'm 3,280 months old.
I believe it, dude. I believe it. This guy's got the answer to everything.
No, seriously.
Not true.
So let's go back. Growing up, Bell Gardens? No, Hawaiian Gardens.
Hawaiian Gardens.
So now you're skating with your buddy, 5 years old. 5 years old? 7 years old, you said.
When I met Nate?
Yeah, you were skating red curbs, varial flips, all that stuff.
No, but he watched his video when he was 10.
That was when yeah, I was 10, but yeah. I was already doing some stuff at 10. I hard flipped Ollie with 12 at 12.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Ollie the 16.
Ollie with 12 at 12.
Yeah.
Ollie the 16.
And when did yeah. you say you skated the triple set when you were super young, too, once?
Which one?
The Santa Monica one.
No, I never skated that.
Never? You never did?
No, the first thing I did was Ghetto Bird recently in a edit. I don't remember what edit it was. Oh. It was for a real street part, I think. I did Ghetto, or no, 540 Big Flip. And Ghetto Bird for a couple of parts recently.
On the wow. triple set?
Yeah.
You don't remember jeez. What part it was in?
One of them was a real one of them was real street, and the other one was I want to say maybe fuck. Venture edit, that's, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Venture edit.
That's how much footage he has.
And
that was crazy. He's like, doesn't I would remember the shit out of that.
Oh my God. For real. Are you kidding me, bro? I'd fucking be having that. I'd have that be playing behind me.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say this in the wrong way, but Santa Monica's honestly felt pretty small kind of compared to some of the
seriously?
Stuff.
Yeah, I could see
okay.
compared to the other stuff you
but
skated.
But the roll up on the triple
not to sound
sets.
Like a cocky asshole.
No. I get you. I've seen the shit. I've seen the shit you skate. I've seen the Davis Gap. I know what's going on.
You think you could fakie tray the triple set would be tight.
Santa Monica?
Yeah.
Well, fakie trays, I'm pretty comfortable right now.
Want to do it on Instagram?
Yeah.
Fakie trays?
Wouldn't do it for Instagram.
Well, okay, so when you were growing, you're 10 years old now. Were you at 10 years old? No, 12 years old skating the 12 stair, Ollie in the 16. Were you filming stuff to like make a sponsor me video?
My buddy Steven Bond rode for Powell Peralta.
Okay.
And he
Steven
was
rips.
Currently like picked up a camera at the same time. Like,
oh, gotcha.
He's just a mastermind. He loves to try to do everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
This is the wallets, doesn't he?
He does sticker wallets. Yeah. Yeah, damn, that's crazy you know about that. That's yeah, sick. That's yeah. sick. I mean, oh. I know he does a very high... he makes a very high effort to get it out there, but I know it's very underground still, and okay. that's sick that you actually know about it.
Yeah,
that's
right. No, I just thought it was crazy he
He's
does it.
He's going to be stoked
yeah.
to hear that.
Oh, yeah. 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 He charges for those, do you know?
For the sticker walls, yeah. it's like $20, and a lot of it's donated, I want to say, to a foundation.
Sick.
Maybe we can give him some nightclub stickers. He can make one. That'd be tight.
For sure. Send me home with some of those. I'll give them to him.
That'd
yeah.
be sick.
That would be yeah. awesome. Hell yeah.
Drop them off on my way home, bro.
Definitely, man. We need 50 of them.
You're going to sell them on your site? How much is going to get donated?
Raj, how much do you want to cut of that?
I only need 5%.
This is bad.
I'm kidding. That's sick, though, dude. Yeah. It's cool that he does that with... I mean, maybe we can make 3 of them, one for each of us.
Yeah. I'm sure he'd be down, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Kelly will give him $60.
I don't think he'd even ask you guys for money.
Okay.
He'd be stoked just to give
That'd
you guys
dope.
Some.
That'd be dope. So you're making Sponsor Me tapes at... is this the same Sponsor Me tape you posted on your Instagram a long time ago, and it stuck out
Not
to me
the
because
one
you
with
used...
No.
The song from Boogie Nights.
No, that was actually my Sponsor Me tape for Mad Wax.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was like when I was like 9 probably. Or
so. Oh.
Wait, no, what did I
you
say in the
small,
video? I said
dude.
I was 9.
You
yeah,
were
I said
really
I was 9.
Small.
I was like, I'm
yeah,
9 years old.
It was a skate park, so you were skating skate parks.
I was like, I'm Chris Joslin, and this is my Sponsor Me tape, and yeah. I want to be sponsored by whoever's watching this tape.
Dude.
It was just like, I didn't even know who was going to be watching
but it.
But
it stuck out because of the song and just his little, like, I was just like, this is dope.
That might not actually be the one that went to Mad Wax. That might have been one that, because my grandma filmed that intro with a grandma cam,
That's
you know, like
sick.
An old school tape Sony.
Yeah, dad cam but never grandma
that's
cam
sick. That's yeah. awesome.
My dad passed away when I was 7. I never met him.
Okay. Oh wow.
Yeah, that's kind of why that doesn't really like bring like a teary sorrow to myself or anything. That's why I never like bring that up like firsthand. Like that just kind of like naturally happened, but I don't ever mm-hmm. bring that up firsthand just because like it brings more of a sorrow to other people than it does to me, because I've never met him, but other people have a great relationship with their dad usually, so when
of
they
course,
hear that they're
right.
like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But like I have to like recollect and be like, hey, don't feel bad, like I never met the guy.
Okay.
So like it was never like I felt any sorrow, so you shouldn't even feel
right,
any sorrow. Like,
right,
like just I have to have that comfort nowadays.
Yeah,
like,
no, for sure.
Yeah, because like you see people start to feel bad and you're like, why are they you think to yourself like,
yeah.
And like I probably sound fucked up saying that, like I don't feel bad, but it's like if you no one ever would really kind of know that, you know, like
unless they
do have a family member that they never met that's passed away, and then maybe they understand.
Right, right. But 7 years old, you never met him up until 7. Even
he was
before.
In and out of jail.
He had
a crystal meth problem.
Oh wow. Okay.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Well, it's good that you're good with it, though, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be very
if
proud
anything,
of you.
I know. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Grandma did a great job.
Yeah,
Grandma did an amazing
job.
Yeah.
Job.
And
yeah.
Grandpa, you know, he owned his own drywall company. It was Jocelyn Drywall Repair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you ever help him do some drywall? Did he ever take you out on the road and
some by the time I was old enough to really try, because he's like, I want to say, dude, I've thought he's like 78 for like 4 years now. Apparently he's like 83 now, but like
retired.
Dude, his knuckles are the size of like some 49 millimeter wheels.
Seriously?
And like arthritis to the max.
Oh,
like
wow.
Damn.
And like he just had surgery on his eyes type thing.
Okay.
Like, so you'd imagine 10 years ago he wasn't really too much into his work. He's more the boss already.
Yeah.
So like in the backyard and stuff, when they needed maintenance, I would help him with that a little bit vaguely. I remember like smoothing in concrete and stuff, and like whenever we have like a wooden fence that I actually broke my arm on in 5th grade trying to hop playing tag.
Oh.
Only time I've ever broken a bone so far.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah, playing tag with my next
door
neighbors.
Jumping over the fence? Did you catch your foot?
I was standing on the top of the fence being a little kid waiting for the girl next door to come around the corner that I was playing tag with.
Were you going
to
pounce on her? What were you doing?
No, I was going to jump over the other side like, ha-ha,
okay,
later.
Right, right.
And my ha-ha backfired and was ha-ha-ha.
Oh.
And I just caught my... I don't even know what it was. I caught like my lace or something a little bit on a nail that was hanging out, and it just took me down to my arm first.
No, man.
And I went arm first, and this might freak you out. I looked at it, and it was like this, like bent down, and I got like freaked out and grabbed it.
Ugh.
And I guess when I did that, I pushed him up into, but not into place. I pushed him into each other like this. And so the doctors, I guess if I wouldn't have done that, maybe would have been able to push it back up and it would have grown back.
Yeah.
But because I did it myself out of panic,
right.
They had to put me out, have surgery, and pull them apart, push them together, have two metal rods going down the side. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after 3 months of healing, I got to go take them out, and I still have them to this day.
Why'd you keep them? Just as a reminder? Because
they said I could, and yeah. I was like, cool.
There you go. There you go.
I'm not going to give them back if I can keep them. If they were in my body, I want that for, like, stories later on in life.
This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try. So you're making the Sponsor Me tape with your buddy. Who was filming at the time, you said?
Stephen Bond was filming.
Yeah. Did you send the Sponsor Me tape to anybody?
Well, I don't think he ended up actually having to send it in, because DeVille, the TM, for Powell.
For Powell, yeah.
He ended up just like telling Stephen, like, let's just meet up with him and skate. And so we met up and skated one day. And you know the Albertsons rails? The 8 and the 9 with the tan building. What's the city?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
In Anaheim.
No, the back of the building.
Yeah. It, like, got taken over now by a lot of bums and stuff.
Oh,
like,
got it's
like,
you. Okay.
Or it was, at least.
Yeah. You met up with DeVille.
But we skated there. There's also, I was trying to explain the rails because I thought you guys would know, but there's a drop-in right there, too. You ever know the drop-in? Current Cables did, like, the most perfect kickflip ever on it.
It's a roll-in and then flat.
It's just like you literally drop in from the roof and you, like, have, like, 10 feet of a, like, bank, and then 2 feet of it, like, flat. Maybe 3 feet, 4 feet.
Okay. So you're skating with DeVille, and were you like, okay, this is my, I gotta do some shit here.
Yeah, I tried to hard flip off that thing and broke my board.
Did he?
Did he get a box of Powell boards?
Yeah.
I actually had to try it with the toy machine. Oh, I had a toy machine board on at the time.
Oh,
and when
shit.
I tried it, he was shooting the photo, and I slapped one of those big old, like, foot big Powell stickers on it.
Oh, really?
He put one of those over the graphic and tried it, and didn't get it. I don't know. He had faith in me still, because I ended up getting on Powell, I guess.
So you got on Powell?
Yeah, I ended up, like, I think that day we swung by his house and I grabbed like 3 boards and some Bones wheels.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the mag letter graphic, the blue one.
So was that like your first free product that you got, pretty much?
Other than the board shop, yeah.
Other than the board shop. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you want to know what's good, though? Really sick about the board shop, too. Rob Wilson, when he was going into back surgery and had to close out the shop, he knew a buddy that owned a skate shop in Long Beach called Gallery. And he actually hit him up like, hey, dude, I got to close down my shop, but can you let this dude ride for you? And he's like, yeah, dude, I got you. Like,
That's amazing, dude. Yeah. So you're on. So now you're getting boards from Powell, and you obviously keep filming and giving DeVille footage and stuff. Is that how it pretty much went?
No, we would skate a bunch because he's in HB, and at that time I was like 13, 14 now. Oh, okay. So yeah, my grandma was a little bit cooler. Like, my grandma had to talk to him. My grandma was gnarly. She had to get people's license plate numbers when they took me filming. Like, my buddy Roy, Stephen Bond,
no
like,
way.
Phone number, license plate.
The license plate's a weird one, I guess, to put out an APB.
Yeah. They're driving me around, right. You know? So, yeah, their license plate number and their cell phone number. And I guess basically probably just to scare the crap out of them.
She's worried about you, too. You little kid, bro. She doesn't know these guys.
Amber Alert.
These guys are, Amber Alert. Yeah, these guys are picking you up and who knows what.
Yeah.
So she got cooler as it went on. She saw the free product coming, and she's like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah. She probably needed their phone number in case, like, she couldn't get a hold of me, too. Like, because I don't know. I was probably, I didn't have an iPhone until I filmed a recruit for the barracks. They bought me my first iPhone because they heard that I was, like, 14 years old without an iPhone.
They bought you an iPhone.
They bought me an iPhone 5C or something.
How old were you when I met you doing the Powell straight to the internet piece for Skateboarder?
What is that? What did we do there?
We skated like a couple parks.
SD?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You were skating the hip like most of the time.
Yeah, Prince Park, right?
Yep.
Oh, man. I was probably like 13, 14.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I remember DeVille just being like, this kid right here, dude. He's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Okay.
Well, I remember the first thing that came out, where you were riding for Powell, but you did the back three flip down Rincon.
Yeah.
I think that was the one trick that like everyone's eyes shifted towards you.
That night I went home and asked out my wife. To date me, because I was 15 years old at the time, 16.
You met her when you were 15.
Well, so you did that trick and then you asked her.
That night.
That's amazing.
Because I went home that night. I didn't see her that night, but I went home that night and I was talking to her through text, and I was like 15, we're real young, 6 years ago, 7 years ago now. And so I'm texting her and I'm like, hey, I got something to ask you, but I'm going to wait till I see, classic little kid move. Yeah. And she's like, no, what is it? Just ask me now. And I'm like, no, I'm going to wait. Trust me. And she just, nope, ask me.
You brought it up.
Yeah, I brought it up. I should have brought it up. So I had to ask her out through text, but it was whatever,
Were you nervous pushing send on the thing? Were you like, oh man, this is... Here we go.
No. I think I probably would have been more nervous had she actually waited and I said it in person,
Yeah. Sometimes text is better.
Text is easy,
It's easy.
I love texting, dude, because, when you're on the phone too, especially somebody will say something that you really need to think about and you just sometimes feel like you can't.
Yeah.
And you don't want to say the wrong answer. So text is just at least for me, at least.
You think things through. It gives you a little time. Yeah. Gives you a little time to respond.
Yeah. It does get weird. Sometimes you don't really know when sarcasm's there or somebody says something dumb.
You can't hear tone through
text. But then you just respond seriously and they're like, whoa, no, it's cool. I was joking.
Yeah. Right. Boom. Right.
So wait, what did you ask her? Hey, you want to go out with
me? What did she say? Did she say yes?
I think I said, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Oh, damn.
Oh, seriously?
Do you want to be my girlfriend? Because we had hung out already a few times.
Oh, you'd hung out? You kissed her already?
For sure.
Oh, you were asking her to go steady.
At least steady's old
school.
I never used that term.
But you were, so you wanted to solidify it.
Yeah, for sure.
You're my girl.
Yep.
And I'm your guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sick, dude.
That's what happened.
We've
been married for 2 years now.
2 years. Yeah. Congratulations.
Got married when I was 20 and she was 19.
Okay. Guys got a nice house together, white picket fence, couple dogs, huh?
Yeah,
no
fence.
Daughter. No picket fence.
We've been talking about putting up a fence.
See?
So.
That's sick, man. So going back to the skate, so grandma's, now she's starting to be stoked, right? That you're getting free stuff and things are working out, right?
Yeah, she's definitely chirping.
Okay, right.
Because my grandpa still, even until I was 18 or whatever, and I'm moving out and paying for rent through skateboarding, he was still telling me you gotta have a backup plan.
Right,
and I was man, and it really got to the point where I started thinking about it a lot. But then once you start making money through skateboarding, and it becomes savings, and you just save. And
you gotta be smart with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta be smart with it for sure.
Yeah,
buying a house is a good investment and stuff like that.
That was definitely the number one saving. Well, we bought a car, of course, because you gotta get around.
Yeah, of course.
And then. Right. Definitely knew we'd be buying a house once we saved up enough money for it. So we did that.
You're 13 on Powell?
Got on probably when I was about 13, 14.
13, 14? How long were you on Powell for?
Or I was getting boards when I was 13, but then when I was 14, they were all right, come skate with us now, a lot.
Oh, got you.
Or something,
Right.
Because they were focusing up on finishing fun, all that. And then they were once they were done with that, it was all right, let's start skating.
Yeah. Got you, man. And how long were you on Powell for?
13 till I was probably 16.
Oh, a good 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Did you film anything for them while you were on the team? I guess fun was
some stuff that came out in a Bones video, Newground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I had a minute of footage. That was with the back three kickflip boys. That was the end of that.
How old were you when you were back three down Rincon?
15.
It must have been the height of two of you.
You know what's funny is I still can't back three kickflip on flat to this day.
Really?
I can only do it off stuff, yeah.
Well, dude, you did one hell of a one in the Emmys video.
Yeah. I know. What was that? Like 12 stairs or something?
The Coliseum in Cologne, that one's 13.
13.
Damn.
What are you doing, bro? what are you doing? Why do you like jumping down shit?
Well, that one was
jumping
a battle. That one
jumping
I like.
And spinning and yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one was. We actually tried that on the Etnies. Trip where we were there for 3 weeks, but that was what I rolled. That was what I hurt my ankle on within the first week where we were in Cologne, and I hurt my ankle on that. And then I flew back a year later.
Okay,
when there was the street league contest in Germany, and then I took the train from the Munich stop to Cologne with the Etnies team at the time, Ollie Bergen out there.
Okay,
so we went to Cologne, met up with Manzuri and Sam McGuire and Willow,
dope.
And I was there for 2 days.
Yeah.
And they were actually spraying down the spot one morning that I was trying it, and we got them to like hold off on it, I want to say, and they like chilled for a second, and I actually got to get away with it.
Sick.
It was like noon or something.
Wow. Yeah, you like somehow did that and ollied over the
yeah, that was the water hose extension cord that they were using. Yeah.
I was tripping on that.
Yeah.
I know, seriously.
Yeah, I pushed that back a little bit too, but I didn't want to do it too much because they were already being nice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You ollie over it.
Europe's not like LA though. People are really nice. They're down for skating.
For sure.
All right, cool, yeah.
What's your go-to trick when you're flying down? Like, do you have one? If you're like, oh, this is a good set, I'll go to my go-to.
Yeah, like if it's a big gap and not much has been done on it. Yeah, back big spins at the moment. It was tray flips when I did Davis gap.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Back three is a good one because it doesn't leave your feet. Mm-hmm. So, like, I find myself, honestly, not really kicking that one out too much. Okay. It's a pretty good one to commit to.
Why jumping? Like, why you just kind of took a...
Yeah, because actually as a kid...
Trick and it's official.
Yeah, and I couldn't tray flip on flat either as a kid. You don't have the pop. So I actually learned to tray flip off something like as high as this table before I could tray flip on flat.
Seriously?
Yeah, I learned everything pretty much before I could even do them on flat. And then as I got to like 10, 11, 12, you get a little more pop. You know, you get the tray flip. You get the tray flip muscles, you know.
Yeah.
You're still developing, like you said.
Let me tell you something. Last year, you were in Battle of the Barracks. Mm-hmm. I was hosting the Battle of the Barracks, right? And I was tripping, man. I knew who you were, dude. I big fan and everything. But then once I saw you skate flat ground, I was like, wow,
dude.
This dude is fucking...
Flat ground has that appeal on people, huh?
Bro, I mean, dude. It's just like...
Skill.
It's a skill. Dude, mm-hmm. totally. When we see you fly down gaps and it's fucking impressive as shit, mm-hmm. but then you skate flat ground and you're like, dude, I mean, you almost won.
He won!
You did win! Holy shit! Oh yeah! No, I'm sorry, dude. I forgot.
To be honest, though, like your flat ground skills were so impressive.
Yeah. Honestly, that just means more to me that you were actually watching my flat ground more than you were paying attention to who won. Like you were actually stoked on my flat ground,
dude. When I'm hosting, I'm there for almost every game. Yeah. You know what I mean? Come back, I'd be like, dude, Chris Johnson, and then. I mean, you were killing it, smoking fools. You
played Tom. You played Tom Asta, and I was like, when you played Tom and you beat him, I was like, I was like, he's gonna win.
Man, the second round, I had to play Luan, I think, and I did not think I was gonna beat him.
Right. Yeah,
I was like, man, and somehow I got lucky.
You got lucky, dude. And it was Seva in the finals, right? Was it Seva? And he called himself on a trick.
Yeah, dude.
And had to do it over again and fucked up. And then you got him.
Then I come doing a switch front pop late flip.
There you go.
I mean, dude.
But you got
to
respect.
Came down to 10 Gs. I was like, well.
Yeah.
Let's wing it, you know?
And you had tried it a couple times before that, too. And he didn't do it. And then he had his trick.
I'm sure he knows I can't double frontside flip, you know?
That's what it was. I think you could have done that in two tries, though. I think double frontside flip.
Maybe. I would have double flipped nose manual and pivoted, for sure.
But you got to respect Seva for calling himself on the trick.
Sure, like, yeah.
That was a good move on his part.
Good move.
Had he not done that, I wouldn't feel so bad about doing a switch front pop late flip. That's why I'm saying it. Like, almost wasn't fair, dude. He was so fair, and then I go and do that. Right. Then again, like, double flips, I don't know. It weighs out.
What it is, you know, you killed it and you deserved it for sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That was
but your flat ground game's on point, man. It's really unbelievable. I don't think anybody expected you to
flat ground like crazy. Was pretty big at the local park too, Cerritos. Okay. We always had big flat ground games. Oh, yeah. Like when Battle of the Barracks came out, everyone watched every episode at the park. Yeah. Like,
right.
And like we were super intrigued at how great people were at flat ground too, because like we just especially like as young kids, like you don't have the greatest pops. When you see someone doing a pop ass like switch front heel or something, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, how many times have you seen kids that's like fly down stuff and then you see them skate flat and they can't do anything?
Can't do anything.
Yeah. And you're like, what the hell? How does that make sense? So it was like Chris was saying, it's super nice to see you jumping down stuff and you can prove it on the flat ground as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very nice.
Are you entering this year? Gonna go defend your title?
I wouldn't go that far, you know. I never expect to win contest.
Right.
I never go in thinking I'm gonna win.
Hey, that's the best way to approach it though, too, you know.
Yeah, I try my best.
No pressure.
Well, there's never no pressure for contest for me at least.
Oh, do you feel it?
Dude. Yeah.
Shaky legs, or do you just because there's a big crowd watching those games of skate and it's intimate. It's very quiet in there.
Yeah, those once you pop the first trick or second trick, third trick, you kind of lose it a little bit. It's more the bigger contest where there's just like crowds and you're just like, oh.
It's a big crowd to skate in there, you know?
It is.
Who'd you play first? Did you play Nick Tucker first?
Yeah, I think Nick first. Okay. And then Yeah, so was second.
Wow.
Yeah, you only played two games that night, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't that one of the games was really crazy? Was that the one with you and Nick? That
looked, no, I think you.
Well, my switch from Pop Late Flip had three redos.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was kind of wild. They were like, they were yelling for everyone, like, ah! Yeah. Ah! Ah! What's going on? And then there was like comments back, like, oh, why'd you get three redos in the offense or something? Right, toe drag. Right. I don't know. I mean, I can't respond to those. I wasn't the ref.
You're not the ref, right?
You know, that's what he called me. I looked at him for the answer. That's all I do.
You deserved it, bro.
You deserved it.
Did you get one of those trophies? A little,
Yeah, I still have
Hiroshi. Yeah,
the one
Hiroshi
like this,
thing? Oh, yeah. Hiroshi made that's right. Like oh, this. My name's on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why is your name on it?
Legion of Doom.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in there.
Okay, so going Powell, you were skating for Powell for 3 years. Did you go from Powell to Plan B, or what was it?
Yeah,
what was the move there?
That was a funny story, actually.
Really?
DeVille got another phone call.
Another phone call, DeVille, huh?
Well, I don't know. I never really heard the past, like, stories, but I was getting Powell boards with mini logo grip tape.
Okay.
And I wanted, like, a real grip tape sponsor, and I grew up, like, next to Kevin Romar. He grew up in Cypress.
Okay.
And so, and Hawaiian Gardens was neighboring, and so I was like, hey, what's up with Shay Junt? And so he was like, yeah, I'm down. And at the time I was maybe like 15 or something, 16. Uh-huh. And he was like, would you be down to ride for blind? And I was like, shoot. Grip tape turned into a whole new situation.
Whole new situation.
All I wanted was some free grip, man. Damn it. Nah, but it ended up being cool because then when I told DeVille that, he was like, what do you think of Plan B? And I was like,
oh,
what do you mean? What do I think of Plan B? You know, and at the time, I'm still until this day, I'm like, fuck yeah. Let's fucking do it.
Wow.
Wait, so DeVille got you?
DeVille called me back 15 minutes later and was like, have fun on Plan B.
No way.
Wow. And that's then, pretty rad.
You gotta respect that. That's
amazing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's the raddest thing ever. Yeah, seriously. And then to this day, it's sick. Still text me all the time, like, hey, I'm going to Vans this Monday.
Awesome. Yeah, so did you get on Plan B right away, or did they start flowing you boards and just seeing, maybe taking you on a couple trips? Like, how did that...
Denman called me like 30 minutes after that.
Ryan Denman.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, hey, what's up, Chris? It's Ryan from Plan B.
No way.
And
were you tripping? Like, dude, the guy, Plan B. It's a gnarly squad.
Definitely went back to the skate park and learned about 10 or 15 new tricks. I was like, fuck, I better step my shit up, dude. Yeah. Skated like a madman.
Yeah. Where'd you go, El Dorado Park?
Cerritos.
What's Cerritos?
There was a phase. It was like when I was like a real little kid, I would go to Eldo till I got to be like 10 or maybe like 9, 10. I went to Cerritos a bunch. And then from like 10 to like, I remember going to like wanting to go to this middle school that was right next to it because it made sense. I was like, I'm going to go to this middle school and go to school skate park after school and just skate all day. And ended up doing that. It was like a whole process too. My grandma had to like file to get me changed out of like school districts into like a new district, into a new district, but it wasn't like, you know how when you go to an elementary school, there's a set middle school,
right?
And there's other middle schools in the district, but you're set to go to this one because you live closest. I had to file for this one that I could skate this school, skate to the skate park after school. Yeah.
So Ryan Denman calls you, and are they just like are they flowing you boards, or just like I said, like taking you on trips, see how it goes? Like how did that work out?
Yeah. Flow me boards for a little, and then I think I filmed a recruit for the barracks around the time I was 16, 15. Oh, wow. The recruit for the barracks just caught like Bragg's and like a couple other people's eye, and like they were like, hey, look, what's up with this dude? Let's start filming with him.
Sick.
So I was like 16 and started going on, I went on a trip to Madrid and Copenhagen when I rode for DC at the time.
Okay.
Right for Etnies now.
That's right. There you go. Got your new shoe in the background here, too. We'll talk about that
in a minute.
Yeah, that's right. Bragg was filming the Plan B video at the time.
Yeah.
I remember he was here on our show talking about, was it on a show? Maybe it was, saying like, dude, he didn't want any footage of you coming. Like, he wanted Plan B to be the
launch pad.
The launch pad. Like, yo, look at this fucking kid. Yeah. You know? Do you remember that happening? Do you remember him saying?
Yeah, it was a big secret.
Yeah. So you were really taking it seriously.
Like, but I was already like posting a bunch of Instagram videos at the time.
Oh, yeah. But that's, you know.
And Instagram was starting to become a big deal.
Okay, right.
And yeah.
I mean, you came out swinging, dude. Yeah. You came out fucking swinging, bro. People were like,
I said, I went back and learned 10 tricks. So once they told me I was swimming for a video part, you can only imagune what went through my mind. What the hell do I got to do?
Man.
Keep stacking.
Seriously, dude. Yeah. Well, that was a great video part, dude.
Mm-hmm. The mentality never left.
Put you on the map, dude.
Hopefully it never leaves.
People were fucking really hyped on that. Really hyped on that.
Yeah. That was like a new age, like Pat Duffy type style.
Seriously.
Or, yeah. I heard a lot of that.
Yeah.
Got a lot of that comment.
So when that video came out, did you feel any different? Did you feel like people like knew who you were now and like there was a change
overnight
in your
sensation?
Overnight sensation
it
type thing?
It was kind of, overnight sensation.
Well, it's like still famous, quote unquote, you know what I mean? Like people recognizing you. Right,
more today than 4 years ago when the video came out.
Because you would think when that video dropped, I mean, you made an impact, you know. So I would think people would notice you, you know.
It was kind of weird coming out of, I think it was like the first time it ever happened. I was coming out of like, because like, you know, at skate parks and stuff, it's like, of course, skaters. Yeah. But I remember coming out of a dinner one night and someone was just like, yeah, he was skating down the street, but it was just random, you know. You think like a random skater skating down the street, but he actually stopped and was like, yo, you're Chris Johnson. And I was like, damn, that was kind of a trip. Like, that was kind of weird, you know. Like, I'm just walking out of dinner right now, and someone just yells at me.
Yeah,
must feel good though, too. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Recognized. Yeah, you know, it's cool because now, I mean, I'm sure you see people skating your board.
More than anything, people love that one, dude.
Oh, the Scooby Doo.
Yeah, that one got hella good feedback.
Is that what your dog looks like?
That's me and my little Coco.
Little Coco.
Yeah, see the Chanel sign on her dog tag? Her name's Coco Chanel Jocelyn.
Coco Chanel Jocelyn.
Yeah, that's my wife named her that. Yeah.
Maybe I should give my cat Larry a middle name. I never even thought of that.
Who would it be?
Larry Vuitton.
Oh, Larry
Vuitton Roberts.
Larry Vuitton Roberts.
That's perfect.
That's her new Instagram handle. There you go. Larry Vuitton Roberts. Love it, dude.
That's great.
See what happens on the Nine Club?
You say that's her new Instagram handle?
Yeah, she has an Instagram.
Larry?
Yeah.
Larry's a her?
It's a her, yeah. Yep.
Gotcha.
Which fits perfect. Larry Vuitton Roberts.
Yeah.
LVR.
I think it's sick, actually. I think it's pretty rad.
It's pretty
Larry
sick.
Vuitton Roberts. Can't wait to see the logo you make for it.
Oh, make our logo and everything. Yeah. But yeah, that's a great graphic. You're kind of like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and that's... when my hair's at that length, that's kind of what I look like.
Okay, must have been great. When you turned pro, did they surprise you or anything? Or how did that go down? Did you know you were turning pro?
Yeah, I was a signing at Active Long Beach, the shop I ride for.
Okay.
And there was a signing and like a premiere of my 12 Days in China part.
Oh, yeah.
And that turned out to be my pro part. It was like my going pro surprise.
So you had no idea.
We were about to start the signing, and you just hear, woo! Out of the side of your ear, and I'm all, huh? And I just see boards with my name on them, and I'm all,
oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
You must have been tripping. Was the whole team there and
tears,
everything?
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's a crazy experience.
Crazy,
Yeah. Wow. Hard work paying off is an amazing thing.
Did Danny Way give you like a little speech?
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it's dope. You ever try the mega ramp? No, Danny Way? No? I feel like that's kind of right next step for you, bro. You like to fly.
Maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah, you can skate training, too.
Pretty good at it.
Seriously, dude.
I will not hit the ramp after, though. That's the thing.
That's right.
Scared of that big quarter pipe?
You're going knee, I'm going knee slide.
Have you ever stood at the top of that thing and looked down?
Yeah, at the X Games.
Fucking gnarly, right?
They took us to the top. It's insane.
You just skate the mini mega at Woodward?
No, I never went to Woodward. Only once for a contest way back in the day for Castle. Oh, we were only there for a weekend.
I don't know, man. Maybe try the mega. Do you ride loose trucks, tight trucks?
Tight trucks for a while because I realized at a young age that I needed more pop, and tight trucks help you pop a little higher.
Even flying down stuff, too. I think you want a little tighter trucks for the landing, right?
Yeah, but
to an extent, I like to have a little bit of a loose feeling before I pop I don't know, like certain tricks, like a back three, you like to go a little left before you turn right, you know, like, or you just naturally do that, you know, with your front foot guiding by the toes, you're leaning on the left side up there, so it just naturally kind of goes left, right.
Yeah.
So if you have tight trucks, a back three might be a little loose on the foot.
Davis Gap, was that a big struggle, or was that a, how many
tries? 12 tries.
12 tries?
Yeah, wow. Two boards.
Two boards. Broke one.
Broke my board on like the sixth. Cracked my board on like the sixth try. Tried it again with a cracked board.
Okay.
Because like I have rolled away from a trick with a cracked board before, so it's like maybe it'll work. But then I tried the seventh try. Like 1 foot on the middle of the board kind of stick, and other foot onto the ground, and then like it just kind of bent it way too much. And was like, I'm just gonna put on a fresh one. So me and Felipe set up a new board real quick, and
wow.
Felipe wasn't skating it, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
There's no one skating that with you.
Seriously, dude. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to see the ledges on the street, Eric.
I know, right?
Did you? Man, funny story about that, too. Gary Rogers told people on Skateline MBD, rumor has it, I tray flipped it before I had ever even went there and looked at
no
it.
No way.
I don't know how that ever spread. I was like an SF, so maybe thought that like I went by there on my way home or something, but nah, I'd never been there. So that came out, and then I was like, damn, well, that's kind of almost like a claim for me. It's right. Like, fuck, I gotta go there now and maybe try something. So I went there, and had that like not happened, I would have just been like, yeah, I never like been there even, or I've never landed a trick like that. I don't know how you heard that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, whatchamacallit, yeah, I went there and we looked at it. One day it was raining, and then we went back and we were skating the ledge to the eight stair for like a while, mm-hmm. a little while. I think Felipe might have been trying to line, and we were just like warming up. This was actually the first day I ever skated in Etney shoes.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went on that trip after like just getting on Etney's, like, oh, hey, here's some shoes to go take on the trip. And so I broke them in that day, some brand new brown ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I broke them in like at the ledge to eights there while we were skating, okay. And then tried the tray flip and ended up doing it.
12 tries.
Damn. Wow.
Yep. Damn, dude.
You were in the air for a long time.
I know.
Power of the Marana.
You ever think about back big spinning it?
I don't. That's one thing I don't really like too. If I've been to a gap and skated, I don't really think about going back.
You don't want
to
go back.
I'm just like on to the next. Look,
just shut it down.
Yeah, that's enough.
Shut it down. Move on. Nah, yeah. I mean, there's still stuff to be done. Especially like someone else can do all that stuff.
True. What's been done on that? So kickflip, tray flip,
front 180,
front duffel.
Did a heel Senzo flip. Switch 180.
Did Tommy Gunn's front side flip it?
I think he tried it. He didn't do it.
At the ETN thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say.
Oh, didn't Kickflip Melon, did he? Or
oh, Jaws?
Jaws.
Did
Jaws.
He do that?
He tried heel flip. Yeah. He said he wanted to heel flip it. And he,
yeah.
I don't know what happened, kick but he flip. Tried.
I saw.
Did the Kickflip Melon.
Mm-hmm. Or did he break his board and then that's why he did it down El Toro? Did he do it?
No, he tried it for a while and then on the ETN thing, the heel flip, and then he switched.
Oh, if he broke his board, yeah. He probably still rolled away.
You're thinking about the time he got. You think about the time he got naked. He was trying to heel flip it and then he got naked. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. I try to forget about that.
Yeah.
This episode is supported by Shake Junk. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunk.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9CLUB at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9CLUB, NINECLUB, at ShakeJunk.com. Get there while you can.
Well, actually, really quick too, I remember when you were just getting on Plan B and when we were skating a little bit and you were like, man, right before this video comes out, I want to go to El Toro, because like me and Sheckler want to skate it before the video comes out, but Sheckler got hurt. And did you ever go to El Toro to try to skate it?
Not before Be True came out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you tried skating it?
Yeah.
Oh,
what happened, dude?
Oh man, it's a harsh one.
Really? Well, you try. You so you attempted.
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened, dude?
You got the clip.
Oh, you got the clip.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Wait, I gotta come over there and see it.
Oh, let's see. Hold on. Let me stand up here.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck it, run it, dude.
Bring that back. See that real quick. Holy shit.
That's a fucking make.
You know what's crazy about that?
Fuck.
That's a make.
Wow, dude.
Oh, my phone's god, still going? Dude. What is going on?
Jesus Christ.
It's on loop.
Yeah, put that on loop.
Yeah. I know. Let's set that up right now. Yeah. I'll gladly put that on loop.
Yeah.
No, well, anyways.
Nobody's like, seen that footage.
No.
Wow.
What was when that was for the Eddie's video?
There's rumors I've ghetto birded the damn thing, and dude, people are like dripping. Yeah. I'm like, like hell no.
Well, you know what's funny is though, is like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past you. You know, that's believable.
Totally.
You know? Chris Dawson ghetto birded. Oh shit, that's crazy. Yeah, it's both. If you said I ghetto birded it, did people be like, yeah, it's bullshit. But yeah, you say it.
Wait, was that for filming for the Etney's video? Or was that after the Etney's video?
That was a random day that I just was like, I want to go look at it. I didn't even want like a photographer going or nothing. God, this is a harsh day. Oh, man. You know what? Did I go? That was the last time I went back, huh? When we went back with the T-Bow, I forgot I went twice.
Oh, okay.
The first time I went with just like a buddy and like wanted to just roll like a few friends.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
So you tried it the first time with just homies.
Yeah. I stuck at that time,
just
too.
Just getting it for fun.
I stuck at that time, too.
I'd love to see you go back and make that, bro.
Yeah.
You know? Landed it, dude.
I know. Yeah, you basically landed it.
I'm not going to claim I did it, but...
No, you fully did. You rode more than 10 feet.
I'm very... I don't know if reluctance is the word I'm looking for. Mm. Like, I'm very against going back for that reason of, like, fucking hell, do I really want to go back and do it?
Right.
You know, it's like...
Get a clean one.
Yeah, had I broken hella boards or something, I'd probably be more motivated to go back, but, like,
well,
that...
If you were...
You saw that, like, dude, it's a bummer.
Throw that on Instagram. See what people say.
Yeah, fucking right.
Dude, that went viral.
A couple of people put up, like, attempts. Like, one dude put up a Vero heel, and another dude put up a tray flip, and, you know, not, like, to hate on the dudes, but I put that on my story, too, and I was... put in the comments, I was like, why post this on Instagram? Like, go back and get it, put it in a video part, boom, you blow up.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Don't blow up off some bales. This ain't, you're not Matt Schlager, dude. Okay. There's only one Matt Schlager, yo.
That's the dude that,
you jumped down the huge, he kills it, dude.
Yeah.
He's sick.
Yeah.
You guys had him on here?
No.
You guys got like,
he's been mentioned.
He was at Buster Bill, right?
He's been mentioned on the show.
Yeah. Tommy Gunn's.
Everyone knows of him. He was on like Ridiculousness back when they first came out.
Oh, really?
That double set's just worldwide known, dude. Right. Everyone's seen that slam.
Yeah. It's crazy. What's the gnarliest shit you've ever done in your opinion? Been like, yo, that was fucking gnarly. I can't believe I did. Because you know, in the video part album, a lot of it when you landed tricks was like a celebration. Like everybody was stoked. It felt like
shirts coming off.
Yeah, it felt like you got like you really like put your shit your heart into it, you know, and you land that trick and you're hyped and everybody's hyped, you know. It's like it's a good feeling to watch that, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense at all? I mean, from an outside looking in, I'm like, dude, everybody's stoked around him. Sometimes you think that maybe you just do this shit first try.
He kind of does, I feel like.
I got lucky on back big spins a couple of times.
Okay.
My end there for Real Street, 2015, there was a back big spin on the 8 flat 8 in Whittier.
Oh.
And somehow it was weird too. I was like riding an 8.3 already at the time, and I had an 8.2 that day, and I was like, this feels a little weird.
0.1.
somehow I just like ended up, I was like, all right, whatever, I'm just going to try it. You know, the shape was good, so I was like, all right, it's good, whatever, it works.
Yeah.
Did a couple on flat, and then I just... All I did a couple times in big spin, first try, I was like, what the heck?
You know, that's a filmer's worst nightmare, first try, right, Raj?
Sometimes.
You know?
If you're ready for it.
Yeah, but still, you haven't even gotten your flow, right?
Some dudes will just do it before the camera comes out of the bag.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah,
for a filmer.
Yeah, you want to try it again?
Yeah,
actually film it.
Oh yeah.
But what's the biggest thing you've ever done that you're like, yo, that was gnarly?
I probably had the biggest like hyperness like feeling after like the tray flip on Davis. Like that was a big woo. I screamed pretty loud after that one.
Wow, that's sick. 12 tries.
Well, you know what's funny because he's like. We could all think of this like when you look back at your footage and you're like, wow, I can't remember. I can't believe that I did that. That was so long time ago and I can't even do that trick anymore. He's only 22 years old.
Seriously.
So it's like you look back at your footage, you're like, oh, yeah, it was like 2 years ago. I still do that. Yeah. It's like it's like a different mindset for him, I feel like. You know? Well, if you looked at a trick, you're like when you were 18, like, there's no way I can do that now.
I don't know. I haven't done an Ollie back 360 heel in a while. A very long while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since La Cañada, I don't think I filmed another
one
that I can remember.
So, well, let's talk about Etnies and the album video. But first, you just came out with a new shoe here. We have it in the background here.
It's coming out soon.
My favorite colorway.
Coming out soon. It's not out yet. When's it coming out?
The first colorway.
There it is, the black one. Right, black and gum sole.
That one drops one.
When are these coming out?
Mid-July.
Okay. Yeah. Fucking, they're a great looking shoe, bro. First pro shoe.
I'm very happy on the way they look.
Congratulations, man.
Hell yeah. That's right.
Well deserved, bro.
This is the first
good
pro.
Good heel brew support.
Michelin rubber.
They actually have the same sole as the Marana.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, same sole. The top is just rebooted.
Mm-hmm. Is that a shoe you skate a lot, the Marana?
The Marana, yeah. I was skating that up until these were being tested. Yeah.
Okay.
From the sick. Time I got on it, these 4 years ago, tray flip, till now is the only shoe I could skate in.
Okay.
It's like the same shape and everything too, right?
Yeah. Same sole shape, but the top same is a little, yeah, same last. Mm-hmm. And the top's just pretty much basically redesigned.
Looks hey, good.
Man, it's great, man. I'm you got your name on a shoe. It's a great looking shoe, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, it's clean.
That's what I wanted. Really I didn't clean. Want like a big bulky boot looking thing that like no one wants
crazy to have design. On
their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little hit right here.
They turned the Etnies logo into a Wolverine Snick logo. See? That is probably the prime part of the shoe, dude. It's amazing. When they showed that to me, I was like, wow, when Rick showed it to me.
Oh, are you a big fan of the Wolverine stuff?
Well, it's just kind of been the thing, you know. I didn't like crown that myself.
So okay.
It just became the thing when I got on Plan B and started going on, or went to Barcelona with them, and I came back with the nickname Wolverine somehow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, these are the first two colors coming out mid-July, or the first black ones coming out first?
These ones come out first.
Oh, got the whole collab with Michelin on there. So you had to test out the, because this is the tire company, right? So you had to test that out.
Yeah. We did the test for that about a year ago to see how it works.
You like it?
Yeah, it lasts very long.
Oh, wow.
I skate my shoes for a very long time.
Do you really?
I do not like breaking in new shoes. Yeah. It's like new trucks, new shoes.
These will last forever, though, because there's no seams to rip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they break in pretty quick. And like you were saying, how they look good, that's another thing, too. I just wanted a shoe that, like I said, looks good.
Yeah.
You know? Like it's just.
It's clean, simple.
It's a great looking shoe, man.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
And it's
that.
Got the That's rubber amazing. Toe cap, but it's underneath.
Yeah.
Because you know, back to the plain and simple thing. A lot of people don't like that on top.
Oh, you know what? I can
You can see it coming through right now because it's so fresh out of the damn.
Yeah. What do you call it? Out of the box.
It's full on like
factory or whatever.
Toe cap.
Well deserved. Well deserved. And then the album video just it's coming out tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
Tuesday. This comes out on a Monday.
Oh, damn.
So
perfect timing.
Great video.
Yeah.
Great video part, bro. That was fucking
Thank you.
Gnarly.
Yeah, it was psycho.
It was gnarly. How long did you guys take filming that video?
I mean, ever since I got on, we've been filming.
Oh,
so
shit.
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
dude.
I'm sure they were filming before I got on, too, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was tripping because I was watching it, and I was like, you know, at first I was like, I wonder why Chris doesn't do, like, more gnarly rails. It seems like that could be right up your alley. And then all of a sudden, here comes a board slide, and, you know, you started doing some, you know, the rails started popping
up. There
was
a few in there,
like,
huh?
Yeah. But at the same time, I was like, dude, like, you know, I mean, you see Jamie Foy and this and that, and you're gnarly, too, you know? I was like, this guy could be jumping rails.
A whole new subject. The reason I did that board slide is because there was a grass hill next to it, so I could, like, tamper with it, you know?
Yeah.
Just cheated a little.
I love how you can hear your truck hitting the rail.
Oh yeah.
Dude, it's weird. Like, I board slide flat bars all the time, and that happens to me all the time.
All the time.
And I just learned to just go with it now. It's like, I don't know.
It's sick.
It's a little easier to hold than trying to balance in the middle. If you can hold it or sit on it.
Right. Yeah. Any more rails in the future, though? You think about jumping it? Or you're not a rail fan? Is that it? Big rails
in
that part, though.
I've seen a lot of slams by rail skating.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. And I just feel like with skating gaps, I'm a little bit safer. I don't have a rail underneath me, and I'm not going slow above these stairs. I'm clearing past them.
Yes.
And if I know how to kick my board out the right way, which I should be if I'm trying to do this down a gap.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, you know, like it's like a little bit, it's just a safer net.
Okay.
You know?
You're working on a ledge part.
Well, that's for the shoe.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just going to be basically, I would have called it a full ledge part, but I'm not going to skate any gaps or stairs.
Not going to be a ledge with a big drop.
So you're
maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could work.
That's great, though. I love to see the more technical side of Chris Joslin, you know, skating some ledges, maybe some manuals.
Yeah, I'll try to squeeze one in there.
Squeeze a couple in there.
It takes a lot of patience.
A lot of patience, bro.
That's but another thing with jumping is, like, it doesn't really take patience. You either land it or you don't within a few tries and you're over it.
Yeah. No, is there a gap that maybe took way longer than it should have? Or is there a limit for you? Or you're like, because you said Davis was 12 tries. Like,
something like that. You could probably only try like a solid 20 maybe until you're like.
Right.
Well, I don't know. It depends, you know, certain things like. Maybe with that momentum, you wouldn't feel the impact so bad until like 30 tries, maybe. Who knows? But like something with just like more of a straight drop, you're probably like, all right, I only got like solid 12 tries because this is just straight to the knees or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude.
But what about Wallenberg, dude? Like, that was I remember hearing about that, but like that's no one would tell anyone who what you did.
That was a funny one. Everyone's got a story too.
What's the story?
It was just funny because it was like a whole mishap. Like, I was still drinking at the time. I had a few beers. It was like three beers, Lagunitas or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Lagunitas.
And we pull up. Shout out. And I'm like getting up at the top of the roll-up ramp, and I ollie it a couple of times. And then I start flinging Ghetto Bird, and they're setting up their tripods, and I'm like third try up at the top, and I like look at one of the filmers as he's setting up his tripod. There were a couple of other still filmers that were set up, but like, you know, at the top of the ramp, you can't really see them.
You can't see people coming around the corner. Yes, yeah.
Right. And like, so I didn't really know or anything. I'm figuring like third try, it's not going to happen. Uh-huh. And so I looked at him, he looked at me, and I was like, whatever, I'm just going to fling it. I fling it, and I rolled away from the Ghetto Bird.
Third try.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got pretty lucky on that. But like, me and the filmer like being cool, I was like looking at him, and he's like, man. And he like joked around. He's like, you gonna do it again? And I was like, nah. But we also like talked about a couple of different tricks, and I was like, I'll try the other trick now. I'll try inward heel.
Right.
And since there was other cameras that got the Ghetto Bird, we like had it.
Okay.
And so I tried the inward heel, and I don't remember the tries. Maybe it was like six or seven.
Okay.
And the inward heel came about.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
Jesus.
Wait. Christ. So you did the hard or the Ghetto Bird and three the tries. The other guys filmed it.
Schmitty and Mike Manzuri still had an angle, right?
Okay, sick.
Schmitty and Jameson had an angle.
And Red.
And Red from Double Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Danzy was still getting on the roof as well.
So hard flip revert. You're good at that trick, though. You got that trick, right?
I was. I can't even hard flip at the moment.
No.
Why, because your ankle?
I don't know. No? I don't know. No, because when I thought it was because of my board size, but now that I think about it, I was like, no, when I first got 8.3, maybe the height of the trucks is throwing it off. Yeah.
Right, small wheels now.
Yeah, because actually, if I think about it, if I try it with my nose, it kind of works a little better.
Oh, okay.
If I try it into like a back tail, it kind of works. Maybe Ghetto Birds kind of still work, but just straight hard flips right now at the moment just don't work.
So I take it you're not going to go back to Waldenburg for something else.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Two tricks down it, you're good. Yeah.
Two tricks in a day is a good day.
Two tricks within eight tries.
It was a great day.
Inward heel flip just seems
that's a weird one.
I think the board slide was that morning.
Yeah. Dude, when you cleared Wallenberg like
an extra step.
Yeah. Yeah, I pumped that rolling in ramp.
Yeah. Just what's next for Chris Joslin, man? Do you have are we working on? I know you're working on the ledge part for the shoe release as you were talking about.
Yeah, working on that.
Yeah.
Talking to the wife about maybe having another kid.
Damn. Having another kid.
Yeah. Huh? Why not?
How's dad life, man?
It's sick. It's cool. It's super cool.
How's skateboarding with that now?
Yeah, how do you juggle that?
It was crazy this trip, actually. When I went on this last trip to Europe recently, like 2 weeks ago, we left. Like, I don't know, the whole new anxiety of like her knowing that I'm leaving now, and like that feeling of like, it makes it harder on my wife too, because like me not being there, she like gets that after a couple of days, like, oh, I miss him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And just like, yeah, it takes a toll and it's rough.
But now because she has a full brunt of taking care of the child as well, you know, it's like she doesn't have you there, you know?
Yeah, when I'm on trips, yeah, she's full time, yeah.
Was it hard leaving the first trip when you're just like, dude, like I got this new...
Before she could could talk and walk, honestly, it was like slow, like since she's been talking and walking, there's like new stuff every day, you know? Yeah. But like now it's like, but back then when she was like in the month stages, it's like, they just poop, eat, sleep, repeat, you know? It's like mellow. And then so like when I leave on trips, it's kind of like, oh, cool, I don't got to like change diapers much for a few days, you know? Right, it's like, that's it. Right. Whereas now it's like, oh, I could be missing a lot, you know? And then FaceTime, you know, when you haven't seen them, it's like, oh, man.
That's rad, though, man. Sick. Daddy Chris.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
So that's why I say we're talking about having two. Yeah, it's
you
like.
Do you want a boy or a girl, or you don't care?
I wanted a boy in the beginning, but then like once I had a girl and I was like, oh,
It's great.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter what she has.
Yeah,
you know?
For
like,
sure.
Either way.
Hey, maybe she'll skate too. You know, you never know.
Who knows? Yeah, in this day and age, it's been popping.
Right. Yeah. Congrats on all the success and everything, dude. That's amazing, man. I'm stoked. The Plan B and the new shoe. It's fucking great, dude. You're killing it, man. Yeah, man. You got Rockstar if you're thirsty, you know?
Yeah,
you gotta, you're doing it, man. I love it.
Who is a big person, like a skateboarder you looked at growing up?
From the time I like started watching skate videos, it was like you, Wade.
That's weird to hear.
That's for sure, right? Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, there's. I mean, I'm talking about dudes that maybe want to jump. Yeah, like those.
Reynolds, for sure, yeah. Okay. But like I said, dude, that tray flip you did at Mach, but like set me off. I was like, wow, that was amazing.
Wow, that's a crazy thing to hear, man.
Yeah, like for a lot of people, yeah, for sure.
Any other, like, you know, Reynolds.
I'm trying to think of like gnarly, like Jamie Thomas or Kirchhart. Like the Heath Kirchhart.
More so towards like... his most recent last parts.
Okay.
Like, I've only been watching skate videos since 06. Like, came out around there. Like, Minefield had a big influence. Art Osari, because he did the switchback 180 and tray flip at my local ditch spot.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that was super cool. And, like, that was, like, super sick.
Oh, the Hawaiian Gardens went wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My forest lawn. Yep. And then Rowley, that big ollie he does where he, like, they cut out a metal piece of the fence. And the metal piece of the rod. And he's like, that was fucking sketchy. I'm not doing that again. That's literally like feet from Cerritos Skate Park.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, off, right off the llama.
Have you skated it before?
You can see where they welded new bars back still. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Coyote Creek, the riverbed.
Coyote Creek.
That was where you go to drink some beers.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let's kick it.
And then go back to the skate park, because the skate park used to have cops rolling around it all the time.
Yeah.
It was a pretty nice neighborhood, so they had a pretty good patrol. But, at one point, they were giving tickets for not having helmets and stuff. Like, you just see everyone scatter like roaches when they pull up on the grass. And, like, eventually they got over that. They got over it. They moved on. And,
right.
Well, how much is the ticket?
I got a ticket at Brea Park, and it was, like, $125 for not having a helmet.
You know, imagine, like, a little kid getting a ticket, you know?
Yeah. I was trying to skate that over rail in Laguna Beach, and a cop gave me a ticket for, like, kicked us out of the over the rail first as we were, like, done already skating it. I was, like, chilling. And he's like, you guys can't be skating. We're like, yeah, we know we're leaving. And then we crossed the street. And he didn't, like, say police on the thing. It said, like, security or whatever on his thing. And I was like, all right, whatever. Just, like, a beach patrol. Right. Beach patrol, that's what it was.
Oh.
And, those people work. They do it for free, dude. The people that they're like, city.
Yeah,
they're
they
like,
look like young dudes in a little white, like, security car. And they wrote me a ticket. They kicked me out of the spot, and I crossed over the street. And Mike and Rhino, Manzuri and Rhino, went to go to the light. They're like, oh, we're not going to risk it.
It's about to...
It's going. Raj, is that going to start a fire in your house, bro? Hey, flip the switch there. We'll go into commercial break. Plan B skateboards. Skateboards in the business. Pick up Chris Jocelyn's skateboard at a good shop near you.
Or planb.com.
Planb.com, if they sell them on the website.
Yeah. I don't know either.
I'm sure at a nice skateboard shop near you. You can find Chris Jocelyn's new shoe coming in mid-July. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, summertime. Great summertime shoe.
There you go. That's our commercial break.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's weird, like the part where it connects, whatever, it's all fucking melted, all weird and misshaped.
You ever think of making like an outtakes, like a slam section or something, bro? Because it baffles my mind on how you take these slams and stuff.
Most skate videos don't even have a slam section anymore.
Those are more so just bails. Oh. That's why I don't skate rails, because that's eating shit.
Okay, well, obviously we have different
definitions. I can take a little slide on the ground, you know? You saw that dude take a freaking 30-mile-an-hour head hit on the SF Hill recently. Everyone's reposting it right now.
I was scared to watch it, because I hate watching those.
I wish they wouldn't have slow-moed it. That's one thing I wanted to see the speed wobble hit full impact.
Right.
They slow-moed it at the worst time for a viewer, to be honest. I mean, you still saw dude slide across on his head, but like...
Yeah.
And that's the gnarly part, but still...
He was all right, though, right? He was okay?
He was like, hey, I hit my head.
Yeah, he got up.
Jeez.
Yeah, like,
he slid fucking forever.
And he slid about 20 times as far as I slide on a gap.
Yeah. Right. That's, I don't know. I'd still like to see that. I still like to see the attempts.
Yeah.
You know? And good luck this year, Battle of Barracks. Got to defend your title.
And he's got Street League coming up, too.
Oh, Street League. A lot of big things this year, you know? Yeah. Look at that.
When you skate the contest, you look, you come out swinging. Your lines in there are pretty fucking impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't really, you're still young, and you're still working on it.
Trying to figure out their scoring.
What are the judges looking for?
Talk to the judge. Right?
No, we're not.
Oh, you judge the contest, huh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So it shows you how little I really like know about the damn stuff, huh? I've been at it for like, 2 years now? Well, yeah, Kelly judges.
I remember you were skating when it was the finals, I believe, in 2016. I remember I was like, do these guys have coaches? And I remember you look and you were talking, I think you were with Ryan Denman. And you kept trying the backside 180 over the channel.
Yeah.
And I was like thinking about, I'm like, dude, you keep trying this trick.
I didn't get the scoring system, you know. I didn't really think about it too much. And plus at the same time though, like that trick I really felt I was gonna do quick. Like,
you had it real fast.
Like, when I was ollieing it every try, I was like, oh, I'm just gonna act like I'm ollieing it, go to figgy. And then like for some reason, like I probably should have tried it a couple times in practice, but I figured it'd just be the haymaker one try, boom, just did it. And when it became the third try, and I was like, dude, I didn't know what to do at that point. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, and then I just had to stick it.
But that thing, that was kind of when I can't happen, you kind of realized that the scoring is, or the way that you do the tricks is kind of how you play it, you know?
Yeah.
You that was when you learned, I feel like. Because you came out with like gnarly runs, 9 club runs, which is not normal.
It was also my first year in, made it to the Super Crown, so I don't know, maybe they were just like, new dude, cool, new stuff, they were intrigued by this. They never
You killed it. It was incredible, and then you got stuck on that trick, and we're like,
a lot of people after that one were like, dude, you could have won, what the fuck? Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
But do you have a coach when you're down there now, or not a coach, but someone like helping you out, talking to you about stuff?
Someone definitely throws something out there. A couple out of 10 times I'll try to go with what they're saying, but like, you know, when you, it's like that filming mentality and commitment. When you get into a trick, you want to do that trick.
Right, for sure.
I don't want to leave that trick, and I know I can do it, so I just, that eats me alive, leaving that, knowing what if and this and that. And I don't want 2 what ifs if I try a new trick and I don't land that 2 what if.
True.
What ifs. At least if I just miss one trick the whole time, I'm like, you idiot, you blew it, like whatever, like blow it twice. Oh, what do I do with my life? No,
Well, listen, now you know, and good luck with that, man. Yeah, Street League 2018, Real Street. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
A lot of things going on right now with them.
Hey, actually, I voted for you, just letting you know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate
that. I thought your footage was nuts.
There you go.
And plus, you just dropped that in his part. I was like, this guy's insane.
Yeah.
Thank you. That I also tried to not really make it like fully gaps. Like last year's was like full gaps, nothing but. And this year has like a trick at Firestone Ditch, a ledge line in LA. And like
she skated at Laguna Beach spot. The ledge over the gap, you crook the fakie manual fakie flip.
Yeah.
I used to skate there all the time.
So, really? Yeah, it's a good spot.
A little manual pad. There you go. Ledge to Manny.
Kelly, will you do me a favor and grab Mr. Joslin here some 9 Club gear?
Can I get him one of our new mugs?
Oh, yeah. You can have one of our new mugs.
I would love one.
Yes, please.
I would love one.
We'll surprise him with what it is, Kelly.
It's written in front of
you. What size shirt am I? Yeah. For the long term, I'm going to go XL.
Oh, XL.
Yeah, because then when I wash them a bunch, I can still wear them.
I like it. I like
just like
it,
my shoes. I run everything. I got holes in this shirt. Right?
Okay, let me see here. Right
Any
here.
Is
let me
plenty.
See this is there's a shirt for you, slate gray, XL, Kelly.
That's XL, right?
Perfect.
And here's our new mug, man. This is the Switch Flip.
The world's
the Switch
for that
Flip
mug.
Manual Dude, mug. It's finally here. It's finally there.
Huh? The drink came in today.
You're the first one.
Your first one, huh? Yeah, you could drink your coffee out of that in the morning and just. You replay it in your head over and over again.
You'll see on my Insta story tomorrow morning. I'm going to press that button, brew it right into here.
Boom. There you go. All available on the9club.com.
And I'll be gentle when I wash this one because I'm known for breaking dishes.
Yes, put it on the...
Be careful, please.
Please be careful.
Very valuable. Careful. I actually just broke a mug yesterday.
Switch flip manual mug. Anyway, dude. Chris Joslin, thank you so much for coming by, dude. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, this has been great.
Dude, you're the man. Yes. Keep killing it, dude.
And thanks, Kelly.
Hell yeah, Chris.
Good luck with everything, bro.
No, thank you guys for having me again.
Yep.
It's Joslin, everybody, huh?